Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 1st of August 2011. Can you believe it? 1st of August already. God. All the technology news from the weekend? In around 5 minutes. So, the Vita is definitely coming to the UK, and it's coming out in October, according to Blockbuster's flyer. Now, Blockbuster's doing a lot better in this country than it is in the States, and they're looking to take games and stock it up, and also give all the peripherals and all of the hardware that they possibly can on October the 28th, their flyer's saying. Sounds good. There's a whole pile of games that are listed there as well as, including FIFA 12, Gears of War 3, and a whole load of other stuff. So go and have a look. Blockbuster could be the place to buy it. Adobe has introduced Edge. Now, that's an HTML5 authoring tool. It's available to download from the Adobe site, and it should give you all the ability to do stuff like animations and music playing and all that kind of thing that you get in HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. Whether it does any transmoglification of your previous Flash stuff, it doesn't actually say on the story. But if it did, wouldn't that be good? AT&T is going to throttle unlimited data from its customers starting in October. On October the 1st, smartphone customers with unlimited data plans may experience reduced speeds. That's because they're saying you're a bit of a hog and it's going to come down. They're getting clampy and they're getting all hard, and they're still looking to get after T-Mobile even though the Senate don't want them to. Google has pulled an absolute blinder. Yes, for all of you big pork sausage-fingered people out there, they've managed to make a change for tablets. When you access via your tablet, they'll know that you're coming in via tablet, and they'll put a bit more space between all the links so you can actually touch it with your pork sausage fingers and not end up with some other site that you don't really want to be at. Well done, Google, speaking as a big pork finger sausage man. Despite the fact that there's still no confirmation that there's a new iPhone coming in September, there's lots of cases out there. All of the cases are looking to provide something that is a lot slimmer and a lot wider and longer. Yes, we're looking like we're going to get a bigger and wider screen on iPhone 5, which wouldn't go amiss. I think that's a good thing. And also, the cases are making it look like it's going to follow the curve back of iPad 2, which does make a bit of sense. So I'm a bit shaky now. I'm not sure whether I'm right or I'm wrong. What am I talking about? Of course I'm wrong. Now, Carl Swagger and Will Green have been slinging backwards and forwards over this Apple TV, a real TV from Apple, for quite a while now. And a story's come out from Global Equities Research. They're saying that by March 2012, there will be an Apple TV. Now, not the little tiny black box, which is selling rather well, thank you very much, but isn't going to be changed very soon. It's talking about a TV, a whole TV, an HD TV. Oh dear, dear, it sounds wonderful, and Carl Swagger may get $20 off Will Green, but he'll soon part with it when he wants one of these TVs. Yes. And finally, an alternative to string theory is out there. God, that's great, because that's been making me lie awake at night. Apparently, string theory works really well when you talk about lots of extra dimensions, and it all fits nicely. Unfortunately, Stephen Hawking doesn't agree. After a long debate with Stephen Hawking, unquote, and it would be a long debate, wouldn't it, because he'd have to type all his answers, he says that he reckons that the universe may actually just be a large hologram, and that all you can see is different parts of the hologram from wherever you are. And there was a bit in there about black holes having memories and stuff, but by the time I got halfway through the story, I thought my brain was going to explode. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the news from now till then. Until then, have a good day. Thanks for listening.